Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to Q1 FY26 earnings call of Krishna Foschem Limited. From the senior management, we have with us today Mr. Praveen Uswal, Managing Director and Promoter, Mr. Sunil Kothari, Whole Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Pukhraj Kanthir, Group Financial Advisor. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pukhraj Kanthir. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Avirat, and good afternoon to everyone, our stakeholder, and welcome to this earning call for Krishna Foschem Limited. Before we begin the earning call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risk and uncertainties, including those relating to future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of conference call. We would ensure that call is reconnected as soon as possible. Now I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Praveen Uswal, Managing Director. Over to Praveen ji.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Krishna Foschem Limited Quarter 1 Financial Year 26. We are pleased to report a strong start to the year with our highest ever quarterly EBITDA, driven by robust revenue, margin expansion and record production for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. This reflects the success of our strategic initiatives and strong year-on-year growth. The first quarter typically sees a seasonal uptick in demand owing to Kharif sowing activity. This quarter was no exception, with the sector experiencing strong seasonal traction, particularly in complex and phosphate-based fertilizers. While demand fundamentals were supportive, the industry also faced inflationary pressure on key raw material and intense supply-side competitiveness. Raw material headwinds. Raw material prices remains volatile, while ammonia saw a moderate softening, key inputs like sulfur experiencing sharp price escalation, nearly doubling in some cases over recent quarters. These fluctuations reinforce the importance of our disciplined procurement strategy and strong cost management, which enabled us to maintain our operational momentum. Now coming to quarter one financial 26 financial performance, delivering strong year-on-year growth. Our financial performance this quarter is testament to strong execution and resilient growth with remarkable year-on-year improvements. Revenue from operations surged 395.5 crore, making an impressive 40.8 year-over-year increase. We delivered our highest ever EBITDA at 65.6 crore, excluding other income, a 56.6% year-on-year increase supported by optimal operational execution. EBITDA margin expanded to 16.6%. PAT grew by an outstanding 86.6% year-on-year increase to 30.6 crore with a PAT margin of 7.8%. Basic EPS rose significantly to 4.95 from 2.65 in quarter 1 financial year 25. Now coming to operational highlights, the operational momentum achieved during the quarter is clearly reflected in our financial performance. Total fertilizer production during the quarter stood at 94,222 metric ton, up from 79,644 metric ton year on year. Sales volume rose to 90,949 metric ton from 83,959 metric ton, driven by strong seasonal demand and improved throughput. SSP sales sales down to 25,970 from 3604 metric ton. NPK DAP sales stood at 64,979 metric ton, up from 53,355 metric ton, with a healthy 81% capacity utilization. Strategic product innovation driving value-led growth. we continue to drive value-led growth through strategic product innovation. We started new Bharat Urea SSP, a novel formulation designed to enhance nutrient use efficiency. Andasa Super 6, a fortified SSP enriched with zinc, boron, and magnesium, specifically targeting micronutrient deficient soils. Both products have been successfully launched and are poised to contribute meaningfully to our performance in the upcoming quarters. Expansion and strategic investment. Advancing our growth roadmap, our strategic expansion roadmap is advancing effectively, positioning us for future growth. Meghnagar capacity expansion, our proposed project involves adding 165,000 metric ton per annum of NPK DAP complex and 99,000 metric ton of sulfuric acid capacity at a project cost of 142 crore. As of quarter one, financial year 26, approximately 4 crore has been spent, civil work has been commenced, and orders for plant and machinery have been released. All necessary approval have been applied for with commercial production targeted by March 2026. New growth opportunities. We are actively evaluating new growth opportunities to future scale, diversify and strengthen our integrated operations. Outlook. Optimistic for financial year 26 and beyond. As we look ahead, we remain optimistic about our performance trajectory for the remainder of financial year 26, supported by favorable market dynamics, increasing product acceptance, and our well-structured capacity expansion roadmap. Meghnagar expansion on track. The Meghnagar expansion project is progressing as planned. Once operational, it will significantly augment our NPK, DAP, sulfuric acid capacities, enhance backward integration and unlock stronger economies of scale, supporting both top-line growth and margin improvement. Operation excellence. We continue to focus on improving process efficiency and optimizing product mix to protect margins amid input cost volatility. Our investments in quality assurance and production yield optimization are already delivering measurable gains. R&D and innovation. Our in-house team is actively developing farmer-centric products tailored to specific soil and crop needs. We remain committed to introduce our fortified and customized nutrient solution in the coming quarters, aligned with evolving agricultural practices. Overall, we are confident in our ability to deliver sustainable growth and long-term value to all stakeholders while contributing meaningfully to the vision of a more efficient, productive, and resilient Indian agriculture sector. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Sir, what was the current EBITDA per ton for this quarter?
EBITDA per ton for the quarter. There are two products in this. So.
Yeah, for both the products.
Both the products, it is. Around 16% both the products almost same EBITDA margin. In terms of amount, if I say it is around 6,000 rupees per ton.
6,000 rupees per ton.
For the
NPK. And sir, with respect to the margin difference between SSP and NPK, what's the margin difference? I mean, in NPK, your margin, EBITDA margin is 16%. What about NPK? SSP?
SSP, seven to 8%. SSP, there is lesser margin.
Okay. And sir, what is the volume guidance for this year, for the entire year, FY20?
Volumes, you are asking volumes?
Yeah, volume guidance.
No, this quarter, you are asking for this quarter or projected?
I am asking for the entire year guidance.
We expect to sell around 2,40,000 ton of metric ton NPK and 1,15,000 SSP.
Sir, I just wanted to understand your capacity when you are giving, which you give it either DAP and NPK. So the plant which we have, does it manufacture NPK or does it manufacture DAP? Or you can switch between both of them?
Both can be manufactured as per market situation.
And sir, with respect to your demand outlook, how is the demand outlook, and do you expect margins to improve in the coming quarters, or it will stabilize at 17%?
The demand outlook, the rains are good, and overall demands will be good. There are shortages of fertilizer in the Indian market. And for the margin point of view, I think margins will be nearly same. These are good margins, and nearly same margins will be continued to be achieved.
Sir, you are saying that 16% margin in NPK business is sustainable.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sir,
yes. What is the expectation regarding business growth for the rest of financial year 26?
In absolute terms, last year we closed the year with 1,358 crore rupees of turnover, and we expect it to touch 1,500 crore this year.
Okay. And how is the company positioned to deal with rising competition in fertilizer sector?
Sorry, can you come again?
How is the company positioned to deal with rising competition in our sector, fertilizer sector?
See, India is always a net importer in fertilizer requirements. So, and with our backward integration, forward integration capacities and the location where we are placed, we feel we are well competitive to face any challenges, either from sales point of view or either from raw material angle.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yashwardhan Banka from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Namaste, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand what is the peak revenue that we can, you know, sort of generate from the capex that we're doing.
Look, we expect the capacity utilization of 81% to be maintained. And this, in the first quarter also we have maintained. And we hope next two quarters we will be able to maintain this tempo. Our last quarter, probably there may be some maintenance issue and something, so there may be some slackness. Otherwise, this first quarter tempo will be maintained in quantity terms.
Okay. So let me simplify it. I was asking if for the new capex that we are, I think you mentioned you incurred 4 crores.
Yeah, yeah.
For the new capex, what can be, you know, any internal target of the peak revenues that we can generate from that?
Look, because this is a 500 ton per day capacity plant, and normally first year 50% capacity utilization can be achieved. So 26, 27, 50%, and then next year onwards 60%, and then third year onwards we can touch 80%.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Ajit Sethi from Ego Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is from the raw material perspective. As with several refineries globally expected to shut down or reduce operation, are we likely to face a shortage of sulfur in the near future?
Right now, our all sulfur is being fed through local Indian refineries, and we don't expect any local disruption of any supply chain, and together with this, we take sulfuric acid from smelters, so there is one more expansion of Adani, so we don't see any major disruption.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the smelter-based sulfur is not the grade in which the fertilizer can be made, right?
No, that acid is used for making fertilizer from many years, and it will be continued to be used.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
So what are the current price trend with respect to sulfur prices?
Sorry?
What are the current price trends with respect to sulfur prices?
Current trend, you mean to say you are asking sulfur prices?
Yes, yes.
Around $270 to $280, and current price of sulfur is around $28,000 to $29,000 per kg.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shyam Sundar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I would like to ask you that there is any updates on export and plans to their international markets.
Right now, India is itself fertilizer deficient. So, our main products we are catering to domestic demand only. But still, group is exploring opportunities for other nutrients, but it will be mainly domestic only.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shashi Prashad, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is, what is the current status of new product launching for pitted SSP? What is the current status of your new product launch for pitted SSP?
For fortified SSP and urea SSP has been successfully launched in the market, and we hope a good demand from market.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Harish Sharma from Mehta Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. What is your plans for online marketing, plan?
Online marketing.
We are selling some quantity through online platform, but this market is the percentage share of this online selling is very less, so maybe in future years that may probably increase.
Subsidy.
there are some subsidy challenges. So currently, in current years, I think the physical delivery and distributor dealer network selling process will continue.
Okay. Sir, are you looking for more large areas? Larger area?
More?
Larger area?
Sorry, could not get you.
Like Flipkart, Amazon.
These are subsidized items, and a 50 kg bag, it is difficult to sell on online platforms because of delivery costs and challenges. So,
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Karima from R. Dange Associates. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is, what are the margins are very less. What are the expansion plans and what are the future plans so that the margins can get improved? Profit margins.
I think it is unfair to tell that profit margin is less or more. The profit margin is as per industry trend, and our profit margin are slightly better than the industry trend. As such, and this we propose to maintain it. You should understand that fertilizer is a product which is highly regulated and subsidized. Part of cost of production is compensated by government through subsidy. So, looking to that trend, whatever profit we are making is must be considered as reasonable.
Reasonable. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anush Jain from Fintrash Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for this beautiful quarter. Just a question regarding the revenue and the OPM. We see there was a good jump in the revenue compared to the last quarter. So could you help us understand the breakup of the revenue? And even the OPM margins had a significant jump comparing to the last six quarters. So what made the expenses so less?
Regarding revenue, yeah, definitely the sales value and quantity of APS jumped from 42,000 to 66,570 metric ton. So obviously turnover also turnover in the last quarter was. This year it is 395 crore. We talk about operative margins. That also because of backward integration and other.
Actually, if you recall last earning call, we have undertaken a debottlenecking process for our phosphatic acid plant, phosphoric acid, and this has resulted into a better production of phosphoric acid.
Okay. And another question, sir, regarding the expansion plan. It was mentioned like 142 crores of capex will be required and it would be a mix of debt and accrual payments. So could you kindly help us understand the proportion of that, like how much debt will be taken and what would be the inbuilt capital?
142 crore rupees, the 75 crore rupees we propose to take debt. Rest will be contributed from internal accruals, our profits.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Takshay Parwani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. My first question will be, I think we have achieved 81% capacity utilization in NKP for this quarter, right? And
yeah.
I think as per our guidance, you are saying that we'll be maintaining this 81% for the next Q2 and Q3 as well, and in Q4 there might be some lumpiness. But my question here is, if you say there is good rainfall happening and if there is good demand for the fertilizers and there is shortage of fertilizers, why are we not going aggressive in this?
Why can't we
increase the capacity further, or is there any constraint on the capacity that can hinder our growth?
See, capacity utilization of 81% is also far above from industry parameters. So achieving this and still to go ahead, we are trying to debottleneck the complete campus, and we hope to increase the capacities in future.
Okay. This is a big and complex plant with phosphoric acid, a huge plant, and you cannot rule out some breakdown, particularly rock phosphate is being used if some impurities are there. Therefore, 81% from industry point of view is considered very good. Yes, of course, we will try. Even if we make 100%, we will be able to sell it. So marketing is not an issue. And our efforts are going on to make better capacity utilization than 81%. And with your best wishes, I am hopeful that we will be able to achieve that.
Okay. So to carry on this further, I believe in March 2026, we will be coming up with new capacities in NKP, right? If I'm not wrong, that should be around 165,000 metric tons, if I'm not wrong. So is it fair to assume that until that period, unless and until there are some efficiencies which we generate in our plant, our capacity utilization and our sales growth in the NKP segment would be more or less flat, unless we achieve some debottleneck, or as you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, more or less same,
right? And I was able to see that currently we are having around capacity of 330,000 metric ton, right? And the additional capacity is 165,000. So I just wanted to understand that in the past 3 years, we have been able to grow our sales by more than 50% every year on a CAGR basis, if I'm not wrong. And now with the additional capacity of 50% of our existing capacity, what kind of growth rate we are comfortable for the next 3 years in the NKP segment?
So the capacity 50% which we are increasing, we expect a growth of 20% in next when this new plant comes up, 20 to 25%. But then again, having achieved a turnover, a capacity of better utilization of 25% growth, after that the whatever growth will come from the better capacity utilization of a new plant. Existing plant, we are already operating at optimum level of 80-82%. So whatever improvement we can bring will be through capacity utilization. And we hope within 3 years, we will be able to achieve 80% in new plant also.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajit Sethi from Eco Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. So you said India is facing shortage of fertilizer. Can you provide a demand and supply dynamics of that?
See, our India's total requirement, P requirement is
25 million.
Roughly around 25 million ton hai India ka requirement.
Okay.
और जो इन्वेंट्री लेवल्स है इंडिया के दोज आर एट अराउंड एट वेरी मिनिमम लेवल. सो इफ वी टॉक अबाउट ऑल ओवर इंडिया तो ज्योग्राफिकली बहुत से पॉइंट्स पे देर इज जीरो इन्वेंट्री और वेरी लेस इन्वेंट्री. इम्पोर्ट्स एंड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कंबाइंड एंड विद द रॉ मटेरियल लिमिटेशंस एंड द शेयर वी होल्ड वी डोंट सी एनी चैलेंज फॉर मार्केटिंग एंड वी होप अ गुड एंड बेटर सीजन.
ओके एंड यू एक्सपेक्ट दिस 17% EBITDA मार्जिन टू बी सस्टेनेबल राइट?
Yeah, this will be, this will continue to be maintained.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
So my question is on the follow-up of what the previous participant has asked. You said the total NPK demand in India is around 25 million tons per annum. And what is the current capacity at which the supply is coming at?
25 million tons includes FFC. So around abhi kitna inventory aa raha hai sir? Kis speed se inventory aa raha hai? On a regular demand basis it is coming because across the world it is highly shortage.
No, I just wanted to understand the figure, the supply figure.
It all depends on the importers and the season and the demand. So right now the preparation for the Rabi season is going on and demand for the Rabi season is around almost 5 million tons. So government and the importers are working on it to bring the material on a continuous basis and the productions are also going on. Production efficiencies are being improved across the country on all the plants. So we don't foresee any issues for the imported or the manufacturing products in the country. And specifically to your answer, if we say these are bulk products and looking to the Indian inventory, there will be shortage throughout this year for India. In summary, I can say throughout this year there will be a shortage of fertilizer in India.
No, I just wanted to understand ki what's the installed capacity in India with respect to the only Indian players.
Like there are many sectors, almost 60-70% is through imports and Indian capacity is around 30%, and that too there are plants like we are fully integrated, backward forward integrated, but some plants are not with phosphoric acid, some plants are not with ammonia, so they're predicting this number. The data can be given, it can be given later on. If you can send a mail, we can share that data also.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yashwardhan Banka from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead. Mr. Banka, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Can you hear me now?
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I just wanted a bit of understanding on the new capex of 142 crores that we are incurring. So what is the breakup of that into the sulfuric and the DAP?
Roughly 110. Breakup 110, okay. Around 110.
DAP, we will be spending about 65 crore rupees and sulfuric acid 39 crore is the rest in common utilities.
Common utility. Alright.
And it includes working capital margin also.
Sorry?
Working capital margin also.
Right. So historically, I was just going through and we've maintained around 2 to 3x of asset turn. So we have plan on maintaining that moving ahead?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
So our asset turns historically have been around, say, 2 to 3x. So we are planning to maintain that?
Asset turnover?
Asset turnover, yes.
Asset turnover, look here, because of the bulk procurement of raw material, and then during the off-season, the subsidy which is dispersed only after the farmers buy fertilizer, we have to carry a higher degree of assets. And therefore, asset turnover ratio, what we are carrying on, we can improve only a little bit, not substantial.
Okay. And sir, last question. So any medium-term, say, internal vision or target of, say, turnover, say, in the next 2 to 3 years?
As I told you earlier, maybe once this new plant comes, we will be clocking a growth rate of 20% for first year. And then subsequently, with the better capacity utilization, the growth will come.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you once again for joining this call. And if you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to our investor relations team, either through mail or through WhatsApp. We will be happy to respond. Thank you very much and good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Krishna Foschem Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.